Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Shannon Sharpe lost his $100 million contract with ESPN because of the OF model on the right. He's an idiot and she's a prostitute. Two peas in a pod. This case will probably go down as the most expensive working girl in history. She said he didn't stop when she wanted him to, but there's audio where she's saying she's going to toss his salad, and yet she still ended up winning. It's not like black athletes are going to stop risking their careers for snow bunnies like this one. Moving on, here are some of the wealthiest women in the world, and how do they make their fortunes? Divorce, of course. Remember, guys, that the wealthiest women didn't break glass ceilings and become CEOs. Instead, they just broke prenup agreements. And note to self, if I ever become a billionaire, I just need to hire a mistress for $1 million or 2 a year. Here's one woman showing off her divorce court check of almost $1 billion. Looks like men create so that women can steal. Number 3, apparently, there's also medical misogyny now because men don't care about how women give birth. This article is just word vomit and asks if there would actually be the same amount of medical dysfunction if men gave birth. If men faced excruciating labor pains, then the whole system would be reorganized. But I do recall that it was men that invented epidurals so that women wouldn't feel any pain during labor. If women cared about their own pain, they would have invented those instead. Up next, there are Jewish insiders hoping that Mandani gets elected as the mayor of New York. They don't care about the fact that he's a Muslim that wants to defund the police. I think that what many of them really care about is him lowering the real estate prices so they can buy it up cheap, 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 and then eventually replace him with a competent mayor later on. The tiny hats brought revolution to Russia, and now they're bringing it to NYC. They always win. Number 5, if someone came to you and said that they would buy your pet for $250,000, would you sell it? Yes, goodbye, old friend. Hell, I'd kidnap my neighbor's cat and sell it to a succulent Chinese food restaurant. Just kidding. Even I'm not that cruel. Many people would never sell their pet because it's the equivalent of selling their child. If you've never felt like your pet was like a family member, then you're missing out. Moving on, this is Doja Cat, the woman making fun of Sydney Sweeney saying that she looks unattractive. But what the hell happened to her? I've seen better looking scarecrows in cornfields. I think Doja Cat is just envious of all the attention that Sweeney is getting and by attacking her is trying to get some of it for herself. She looks like a dude to me and like she has really bad genes. She looks like somebody lured her out of the drain with a moldy piece of bread. Number 7, a room is completely on fire and you can only save one of them. Who will it be? Hear me out though. I'll save the one that pays me the most. Everyone always says that they would save that cat, but the cat won't pay you to save it unless you take its burnt remains after the fire and try and sell them to that Chinese restaurant. I'm sure that'll be quite the fricasseed feline. Also, the cat is the only pussy in this picture. Up next, here's Michael Jackson visiting the Goonies set. I bet there was a lot of trauma that night. It was like an all-you-can-eat buffet for MJ. Also, where's Cypher and Sloth? They appear to be missing in this picture. This is probably also the picture when MJ got Corey. This photo could literally be a crime in progress. I guess that after seeing this pic with Michael Jackson, we finally know what One-Eyed Willie really meant. Number 9, Jason shaved off his beard and it looks terrible. And you can see the sadness in his eyes in the picture on the right. But everyone needs to relax because he only shaved it off for a role in the upcoming Dune 3 film. He's gonna grow it back. Cutting that thing off lowers his sexual marketplace value by about 5 or 6 points. I'm sorry to all the ladies out there that you were forced to see his face without his man mane. Moving on, Peter Parker is wondering why everything in the store is locked up except the sunscreen. Maybe it's the middle of winter and no one needs it right now. The truth is that most of the people that steal don't need it. A better question to ask is, why is it only bookstores that get spared from looting? It's sad that we've come to a point where we can't talk about the Ooga Booga peoples and the wonderful enrichment they bring to our society. Number 11, why is it that women will date a guy that lives with his wife, but not a guy that lives with his mother? Because having a wife proves that he has value to other women. It's simple. Women only want what other women want. Plus, the guy that lives with his mom is more than likely broke. But speaking from experience into my late 20s, women were willing to date me even when I was living with my mom. If they find you attractive, they don't care who you're living with. Up next, Lauren, this female PDF file, says that she and other PDF files need help and not condemnation. Just because she's a female, she probably expects not to have to take accountability for her actions. No, she definitely needs condemnation. How can someone be so cruel to children? Touching younglings is the way they reproduce. Once they mess up the young, they're more than likely to do the same to someone else when they get older. I say lock them up and throw away the key. Number 13, why do women think that when they start getting older, they need to pay for plastic surgery so they look like a cartoon caricature of their former selves? Also, they aren't getting plastic surgery at 40 anymore. More like in their early 20s these days. Also, what's the use of getting plastic surgery to only make you younger? I think they get it to be obvious that they got plastic surgery regardless of how hideous they look because they think it's showing off to others that they have money. It's the same with tacky tattoos. Moving on, looks like the woke era is over with the latest campaigns for Arby's, Dunkin' Donuts, and American Eagle. Oh no, what will all those ugly supermodels do for work now? Maybe it's time for them to go on a diet and try and look pretty for a change. The ugly libtards tried to change the ideal of beauty in our society to be them. Now that people have rejected their message, now they'll get angry, but they won't be able to do anything, because they're just weak cowards. Number 15, when I was young, the girls all looked different, and it wasn't because they were goth chicks, rock chicks, dance music genas, and other groups. It was universal that women all wanted to look kinda different. Today, they're increasingly all trying to look the same. Women rarely stand out on dating apps and they dress the same and I can't tell them apart anymore. It's like everyone wants to be a Kardashian or something. Up next here are the self-deletion rates from around the world. It's obvious that men end themselves more than women, but what I want to know is, what's going on with Japanese and South Korean women? They end themselves at more than double the rate of women from other countries. I think it's because South Korean women have the 4B movement, where they won't sleep with, marry, have kids or cohabitate with a man, and it's causing more mental illness than anything else. But that still doesn't explain Japan. Number 19, 300,000 black women have lost jobs in the last 3 months because of DEI rollbacks. So they basically just got make-work welfare jobs, and now that we're probably going to go into a recession, they'll be the first ones to be cut. Imagine how much the female black unemployment rate is going to rise once AI starts doing things. Not to worry, the government will probably hire them to sit around and look busy. The whole federal government is a black woman job program, it seems. Welfare under a different name. Moving on is the frisky Tennessee cop that got a $500,000 payout because she claimed that she was groomed by her bosses to sexually serve and erect those male police officers in the picture. She comes out as the victim even when she slept with half the force and everyone lost their jobs. But what I really want to know is, why is that dog in the picture? Did the dog groom her too, or is she just dog-pilled? Also, why is the dog wearing a uniform? Number 19, this woman is looking for a good man to take care of her and her half-Sicilian daughter. So that's what we're calling black these days. This is someone either being an epic troll, or women are getting sneakier and sneakier to try and snag a man. Also, I wonder what part of Sicily the name Jakeisha is from. I didn't know that Sicily was in Baltimore, though. As Sicilians would say, this is one offer you should definitely refuse. Up next, no surprise here, but this Tinder study says that 90% of men prefer white women. And of course, predictably, black women are the least desirable. Tinder has really jumped the shark, and their parent company, Match Group, has been running into serious trouble, as both men and women abandon their dating apps. As for why white women are the most desirable, it probably has something to do with the fact that they have the best genes. Number 21, how dumb do you have to be? This grandmother saw a tsunami alert and brought her grandson to the beach because he never saw one before. They should have given her a Darwin Award or something. It definitely would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This reminds me of that one time my grandmother took me to watch RoboCop in the theater, because she thought that the R rating meant regular, like rated G, and they were cheap tickets back then and she bought them for a dollar. Moving on, I'll never know why the internet has fallen in love with this Japanese company woman. If Japanese women looked this good, many of us would gladly become passport bros. But her photos seem to be edited. Here she is in a bikini photo shoot. She still looks quite attractive, but definitely not as cute. I think that when she was smiling and showing off her teeth and opening her eyes nice and wide, she looks the best. Unfortunately, so many Japanese women have terrible teeth. It's like the British, but an island on the other side of the world. Number 23, if you want to get your health back, do the opposite of what the government wants you to do. I eat 4 eggs a day. I salt my food and I enjoy the sun. I would eat steak daily as well as butter if I could, but it causes my psoriasis to flare up. But eating steak makes me feel great otherwise and doesn't elevate my cholesterol. The biggest lie the government told us about our health was to eat the food pyramid. Flip it upside down and you'll be a lot healthier. Up next, name something that men do that women hate. Sure, how about breathe? After all, they don't like us very much. They only tolerated us in the past when they needed us for survival. They also really hated when we are rational and use logic. They hate it too when we lie back on the couch doing nothing, but they think we should be doing something more productive to service them. They also hate you giving attention to anything other than them. That includes video games, watching television, anything. Number 25 on the last one, which version of Pamela Anderson do you prefer? I don't prefer any of these ages. I liked her in her late 20s and early 30s while she was still at Baywatch. But the feminists out there will say unless you pick her at 58, you're a misogynist. Looks like poor old Liam Neeson took the worst version of her. Just for reference, here's what she used to look like on Babe Watch. Anything else is second best. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate to the PayPal subscribe links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.